This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A small hospital in Leadville faces financial challenges. St. Vincent Health came within 24 hours of being unable to pay staff before a last-minute source of funding appeared on Thursday. Leaders say they're working with the hospital district board to find short- and long-term financial solutions. Rural hospitals in the U.S. faced a host of challenges, including staffing and low reimbursement rates. The pandemic has added to the financial woes. Colorado plans to pump up incentives for electric vehicles, but it won't pursue a California-style ban of gas-powered cars. Will Tor with the State Energy Office says Colorado's newly updated policies are meant to help build a market for EVs here.
And it really maximizes choices for consumers by ensuring manufacturers will bring their models here while avoiding adopting a ban on ICE vehicles. We think this is very much the Colorado way.
Colorado's proposal would require that 80% of new vehicle sales be electric by 2032. Senator John Hickenlooper and his wife Robin have a new baby boy. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Baby Jack Hickenlooper was born Thursday via surrogate. In a letter to friends announcing the birth, the family said it's been a long journey, but that the couple who married in 2016, quote, can't wait to experience the joys of parenthood together. This is the first child for Robin, but the 70-year-old senator has a son from his first marriage. Like many new parents, Hickenlooper will take some time off, forgoing Senate floor votes for late-night feedings and diaper duty, but he'll likely be back if the 50-50 Senate faces any close votes. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.